Kicking off CNN Student News on this Friday, May 23rd, I'm Carl Azus at the CNN Center. Welcome to the show. First up today, an attack in China. It happened at a market in Xinjiang. This is a region of northwest China. It's a place that's seen a series of attacks recently. This one involved a number of explosions. Chinese news media say two SUVs crashed into the market on Thursday morning. Explosives were thrown out of the vehicles, which eventually exploded themselves. At least 31 people were killed, more than 90 were wounded. China called this a serious act of terrorism, and President Xi Jinping said the people responsible would be severely punished. It's not clear yet who that is, but China has blamed some previous attacks in this region on an Islamic separatist group that lives there. We're less than 2 weeks away from the official start of the Atlantic hurricane season. These storms can form at any time, but they're most likely to spin up between June 1st and November 30th. Predicting them is like predicting the weather. It's not an exact science. This is what Superstorm Sandy looked like as it approached the northeastern U.S. in 2012. It made landfall there late in that season, on October 29th. 2012 was very active for Atlantic storms. There were almost twice as many of them as experts predicted. This time around, NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, forecast things to be relatively quiet. But
the news is that there will be hurricanes. You know, and I can't tell you where it's going to hit or how many will hit, but the number is 3 to 6. 3 to 6 hurricanes in the water in the Atlantic. The average is 6.4. Last year we had 2. So major hurricanes, 1 to 2. You should have 2 to 7. Last year, 0. Let's go back to 2012. This number was 19, 10, and 1. That's the real number, 1. What was that number 1? Sandy. So you only technically need 1 storm to make a big season, and there will be at least 1. Near normal, 40% chance. Below normal, 50% chance. Above normal, about 10% chance of that. So there's where the numbers come from. It doesn't matter whether we get 1 or a dozen. It matters which one hits land and what land it hits.